Hello and welcome to the third podcast in the run-up to the release of my third album, Country Girl, on Monday the 9th of February 2015. This week, I played a gig at the long-established folk club, Twick Folk, in West London, not far from where I was born. Over the 35 years since it started, many legendary figures have played there, from Sandy Denny to Hank Wangford. It was very nice to be asked back for a second time.
Well, I spoke to my friend Jimmy, he said, I always thought you were a country girl.
Everything always happens at once. And the following morning, I was interviewed by Dan Damon on his BBC World Service programme, World Update, and played live in the studio. He asked me to talk about why, along with Taylor Swift and many others, including the Beatles, I'm not putting my music on Spotify or other streaming sites this time.
Well, I spoke to my friend Jimmy, he said.
I spoke to some colleagues and gathered a few opinions to put across, hoping to alert music fans to the very small amount independent music producers are getting per play, 1 cent in most cases, and directing them back to buying downloads and even CDs. World music star and friend Natasha Atlas said, "Anyone would think that musicians, artists, composers are so ethereal that they are fed by fairies." Two singer-songwriter colleagues also said that Spotify was bringing them in only a few dollars per album. Bar Scott in America said, "I figure I might as well not even try to make money." And Victoria Hume in South Africa said, "With Spotify, I'm just not sure there's much point in being there." I met Dan Damon when he interviewed me about 15 years ago on Radio 4's Broadcasting House. That day, we talked about why people don't write protest songs anymore. I still haven't tried writing one. Dan has kept in touch and been to some gigs and is a lovely man. It's really exciting to go to New Broadcasting House and meet so many brilliantly clever radio presenters and producers. Doing this podcast makes me realise just how clever they are. On that note, in this third episode, I'm going to talk about the next three songs on the album. Camellia is about that lovely flowering tree, with dark green leaves and flowers in many shades of red and white. It's one of my favourite plants, and the flowers seem so unbelievably beautiful.
I'd pick up one, maybe two, but you find a whole bag full. Pink, white and red, spread them out, then you choose just a lucky few.
The Palladian architectural gem, Chiswick House, is near to where I grew up till the age of 9, before we moved to Somerset. They have an annual camellia festival in the lovely glass houses, and this song came to me after a day there on my own with my daughter Ruby. As a child, I went there often with my parents and brother, Lucas Holweg, who is now a food writer and cook. It was our local park.
Camellia.
Every view ends in a stone sculpture, lions and sphinxes that children like to sit on, an obelisk at the end of a yew walk, a lake with a folly by it. My artist father, Alexander Holweg, made some sculptures of some similar things in the 1970s. We went here often, and to Richmond Park. Now I realise that my mother Geraldine Holweg was like me, a country girl in the city, spending as much time as possible out in nature. Her work as an artist, a silversmith and enameller, is full of natural images. I don't think there was a camellia festival then. You could wander in the greenhouses free of charge. But on this visit with Ruby, I was happy to pay to see the rows of perfect trees covered in flowers. It was a beautiful day. And when I got home, the song came into my mind right away. I added more verses slowly, and then a final extra verse after I played it on a gig and decided it needed another one. It's a song about the tree, but about other things too, which I'll leave you to uncover for yourself. Andy wrote the instrumental bridge section on this tune. He played flugelhorn, cello, alto clarinet, and glockenspiel to conjure up a small surprise orchestra. He borrowed a children's glockenspiel to see how it would sound in the track, then later bought a more professional glock, meaning to re-record the part. However, the new glock sounded too good. Andy preferred the plinkiness of the toy glock, as it seemed to fit in better with the story and the song. Andy wrote the main string lines, to which Julian added some beautiful harmonies on violin and viola.
You surprise me all these happy days.
I said in the first podcast that I had taken a few risks with some of the songs, musically and lyrically. The next two were songs I didn't know if I could finish or should include, but I'm glad I did. I think people will find their own stories in them and see different things in the words. I was encouraged to delve deep and to write about serious things by listening to the poets at John Hegley's monthly nights at the Betsy Trotwood. Sometimes I'm a guest and sometimes I go to be in the audience, and it's one of my favourite nights out. John always manages to be funny and poignant, and it's always a great and memorable evening with a lot of surprises. When I think about the song Word and wonder where the musical inspiration came from, it seems to me to have hints of Elvis Costello from long ago radio listens, and maybe a touch of Richard Hawley, with whom we shared a bill at Garforth Arts Festival in Yorkshire. The chorus is quite big and daring, with more fantastic guitar playing from Mike Outram on the solo. I think Mike should seriously consider cloning himself, then we could have his dueling guitars on the gigs too. Light is another reflective song, where I played around with the pacing of the lines for a long time and decided to leave them irregular. It always feels quite intense to play this one live, and I hope that comes across in the recording.
There was a time you nearly disappeared.
It's the only song where the acoustic guitar playing is mine.
Faded into
I've played guitar on one track on each of my albums.
I turned around and you are there again.
Again, it's Andy on the cellos and playing the flugelhorn solo.
I tried to travel on my own.
We were going to leave this with just the two of us playing, but Andy decided to ask Julian to double some of his lines on violin and viola and to add some extra high-end string parts to his arrangement. Julian found the perfect moments as ever.
So we start again.
Thank you for listening. In the final podcast, I'll talk about the last three songs on the album and tell you about whatever has happened between now and then. Country Girl is released on Monday the 9th of February 2015 and is available from my website as a physical CD and a download, as well as from iTunes and all good record shops.